Mexican tomato growers and the U.S. Commerce Department signed a suspension agreement Thursday. It raises the floor price for Mexican tomatoes, but ends a duty that has been in place since May. Florida tomato growers who pushed for a new deal are calling it a step in the right direction, but the Nogales-based Fresh Produce Association of the Americas says it's a step backward.
I don't even call it an agreement. I call them forced concessions.
Jaime Chamberlain is president of a Nogales-based produce distributor. He says there are countless issues with the terms of the agreement, but he and others are most concerned with inspection requirements they say could lead to delays at the border that would be harmful to sensitive tomatoes and other perishable products. The new agreement will be reviewed again in 5 years. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.